You are listening to Stateside. I'm Emily Fox, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Let's go back in time for a minute. It is the end of July, and I'm sitting in the back of a boat, an anchored boat, by the way, and I'm looking out, and I see about a dozen islands or so, and those are only the ones that I can see in sight. There's actually probably around 50 within a 10-mile radius of me right now. So where am I? I'll give you a hint. I'm on one of the Great Lakes. You might think, maybe it's Michigan. You know, it has all the nice, beautiful sunsets. Everyone goes there for their vacations in the summertime. Or maybe it's Lake Superior, where it has some massive storms, big waves, gobbles up the Edmund Fitzgerald. It has ice still on its surface early into the summertime. But what about Lake Huron? You never hear much about Lake Huron. Well, my friends, Lake Huron is where I'm sitting right now. Lake Huron is home to what is called the North Channel. Thousands and thousands, it seems, of islands. It's kind of like the Bahamas, but it's more like instead of sand and palm trees, you get rocks and pine trees. But there's heaps and heaps of islands here, and it is the most beautiful place I think I've ever been in the Great Lakes region. So the question is, my friends, why does Lake Huron get a bad rap? Now, live from Michigan Radio Studios in Ann Arbor, we are joined by someone who lives and breathes Lake Huron and doesn't understand why Lake Huron seems to be the little brother of the Great Lakes that surround our state. Roy Eaton is the weatherman and newscaster for the North Channel. His broadcast airs every morning at 9 in the summer on VHF radios. Those are those little handheld walkie-talkie radios that boats have. Welcome to Stateside, Roy.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Now, Roy, just to make sure everyone's on the same page geographically, tell us where the North Channel is located.
North Channel is on the north side of Manitoulin Island. When you take a look at the Great Lakes and you see Lake Huron, go to the far north. You'll see an island called Manitoulin, and by the way, it's the largest freshwater island in the world. And in the water on the north side, that whole area is called the North Channel of Lake Huron.
So basically it kind of hugs the southern part of Canada and then the northern part of Manitoulin Island, which I heard takes 4.5 hours to cross from west to east or east to west.
That's about right, yeah.
So, Roy, you've been boating your entire life and you've sailed all of the Great Lakes. Which one is your favorite?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's right here, Lake Huron, North Channel.
And can you talk about the difference between sailing on Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Lake Superior?
Well, we certainly did enjoy our time in Lake Michigan. We were down to the Manitous, and we went across to Green Bay and Sister Bay, Fayette, Escanaba, those different places. So, yes, that was very nice. We sailed on Lake Superior. We found it very, very isolated. There were very few boats around. You're pretty well on your own up there. Spectacular beauty with the high cliffs. Very spectacular, but anchorages and safety is few and far between. If you get in trouble, you're on your own. And here in the North Channel, we have equally spectacular vistas, but we also have the safety of a more enclosed area. At any given time, you're always within an hour or two of an anchorage that'll protect you from whatever strong wind might be coming in. And so you have the beauty and you have the safety at the same time.
And I should also mention that you've sailed from Bermuda to Antigua. That's a long journey on the Atlantic. And you've also spent time sailing in the Florida Keys, the Virgin Islands, and the Bahamas. And yet you say that sailing Lake Huron's North Channel is your favorite. That's surprising, but you know what? You would not be the first person to say that, because when I was in the North Channel, a lot of people that have sailed all over the world said the same thing. So what is it that makes the North Channel so unique compared to these tropical islands that you've also sailed around?
Well, as you say, they certainly are beautiful, the different parts of the world. If you do go to the international boating magazines like Cruising World and Sailing, you'll consistently find in the summertime the North Channel being rated number one or number two in the world. Some of the things that make it that way is, geography is one. Along the North Shore is the Canadian Shield. It's the oldest rock in the world, about 3 billion years old, we're told. And at one time, it was higher than the Alps, higher than the Rocky Mountains at a time in history when it didn't even exist. And as you sail along the North Shore, you go from the beautiful pink granite of the Canadian Shield up by what's called the Benjamin Island area to the eastern end of the North Channel. And down there in Killarney area and in Bay Finn, you have the white quartz. And in speaking of Bay Finn, for example, Bay Finn is the only true fjord in all of North America.
And if you want to discover the North Channel but don't have a boat, no worries. You can rent a boat or charter a boat from some of the bays on Manitoulin Island. We'll post the links on our website, and I'll post some pictures of the North Channel, which is the Great Lakes' best-kept secret. My guest is Roy Eaton, sailor extraordinaire and the voice of the North Channel's VHF radio program, Cruisers Net. Thank you for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for your interest. And to those listening from Lake Michigan, we'd love to see you.